When light hits the ocean surface, the total amount of energy per unit area received is referred to as the downwelling irradiance, or ED. Part of this light can be reflected back into the air and is called reflected radiance, or LR, when viewed at a specific direction and angle. The rest of the light may travel into the water column. Within the water column, some light will be absorbed by water molecules, particles, sedum, and other substances like minerals, and some could be scattered into different directions by some of these same components. The scattered light can then be absorbed or scattered again. Ultimately, only a small part of the light will be transmitted to depth. A part of the light can also be reflected back into the air, and when measured at a given solid angle and a specific direction, it is referred to as the water leaving radiance, or LW. Scientists are interested in LW because it carries information from a particular parcel of water and its optical properties. LW can either be collected by in-situ fieldwork or via satellites. However, in addition to the water-leaving radiance, reflected radiance and skylight radiance also contribute to the signals collected by satellites or field instruments. Especially for satellite data, measurement corrections can be complicated by clouds, atmospheric particles, and water molecules, which can also absorb or scatter sunlight and contribute to the signal received by satellites.